Acclaimed author Salman Rushdie, whose writings made him a target of death threats, has been stabbed at a literary event in New York State. The Booker Prize-winning author was stabbed in the neck when a man stormed the stage at the Chautauqua Institution, where Rushdie was due to deliver a lecture. The author spent a decade in hiding after Iran's revolutionary leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini called for his death over his 1988 novel The Satanic Verses. People later described their shock at witnessing the attack.
A male human came and attacked Salman Rushdie. I thought that he was stabbed about 6 to 8 times before they were able to grab a hold of the perpetrator. And then I was pretty much frozen in my steps and took quite a few minutes to even just get myself to a seat to sit down, because it was just, nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew how to react. I mean, there were tons of people that rushed the stage.
Court documents show the FBI is investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump for potential violations of the Espionage Act. A U.S. federal judge has unsealed the warrant that authorized the search on Trump's Mar-a-Lago property in Florida. The FBI recovered several sets of classified documents, including some marked top secret. Documents seized included an executive pardon for a major Trump ally, Roger Stone, and information on French President Emmanuel Macron. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling a giant blaze in a pine forest in France's southwestern Gironde region. It's forced more than 10,000 people to leave their homes and burn through 74 square kilometers of forest since Tuesday. Thousands of people in northern Sudan are waiting for help after heavy rains and flash floods swept through River Nile State. Across the country, the floods have killed at least 50 people, destroyed thousands of homes. The government has declared a disaster, but aid has not been delivered to the affected areas. Supporters of Iraq's Shia leader Muqtada al-Sadr have held mass demonstrations in central Baghdad. For the second week in a row, thousands of people gathered for Friday prayers in the capital's highly fortified green zone. There were also counter demonstrations nearby.